This is MSO News Sports, and our football coverage for the North Shore continues with John Cadigan, head football coach at Winthrop High School. Coach Cadigan, welcome.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you back. 5-3, number 9 seed in the D6 tournament. Unfortunately, that sends you on the road at Fairhaven, the number 8 seeded team. You guys 5-3, they're 7-1. Just coming off their first loss of the year last weekend. But John, tell us about this matchup with Fairhaven. What can you share with us for preview and matchup kind of considerations here?
First and foremost, when you get a team like Fairhaven, which you haven't seen and you really don't know anything about, you try and get as much information as you can. Finding out by watching film that they're a triple option team, that presents a big challenge for us, and I think for a lot of teams. You don't see the triple option ever. I think the last time we really saw the triple option was when Saugus used to run it, and that was probably, maybe 10 years ago. So their offense in itself, the triple option, presents major problems, just in the sense that it's going to be very tough to replicate the speed of it during practice. In addition to, obviously, being 7-1, so they have talented players. First and foremost, for us defensively, it's certainly going to be a big challenge.
John, where does the pressure on your defense come trying to defend something new for you guys, the triple option? Is it a combination of linebackers and the corners and beyond, or does it focus on one particular area, like the linebackers needing to come up and cover?
Yeah, so and luckily, I've had a little bit of experience, like I said, with Saugus running this offense for a little while. It starts first and foremost with the fullback. And Fairhaven has a fullback that's right around 6 feet, 215 pounds. So right there, that's one of the bigger running backs that we've faced all season. And if you don't stop the dive, you don't have a chance to win at any level. So really right now our focus is taking away the dive and making sure that we do the best we can to stop the fullback from getting going, because if he gets going, it opens everything else up. That's really where our focus is this week. And there's a different combination of ways you can do it with the defensive line, the linebackers, and slanting and stunting and stuff like that. So, it's really for us as coaches finding the right combination with what works for our guys.
Absolutely. Anything else to share with us about that team, whether, defensively as well, what they do defensively, or might present for you guys?
Yeah, it's always hard to see, how teams are going to defend you at times, especially with our offense, because a lot of the teams that they faced are spread teams. So, you don't necessarily know how they're going to line up to a tight end wing. But they look to be more of a man-to-man team, which we never really see, in the wing tee. But, that can obviously present problems because it brings extra guys in the box when you're trying to run the ball. But they're just a very well-coached team. They're a well-coached team in all three phases. Even when we're breaking down special teams, you can tell that they've put a lot of time into it and they coach it up. They have a multiple of different schemes, special teams wise. So it's certainly, we have our work cut out for us this week, with just, all the stuff that they do, in all three phases of the game, really.
John, how about an update on your team health-wise? I understand you're getting healthier as the playoffs arrive this week. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, knock on wood always when we talk about health. But last week we were without two of our regular players, and both of those guys will be back this week. We're probably, in my 6 years, we're actually the healthiest I think we've ever been to this point. Last year when we entered our first playoff game, we had just lost our starting quarterback the week before. So, you know, that was kind of a scramble week a little bit. This week, you know, obviously heightened sense in the playoffs, but it's really been business as usual in terms of the players that we have and not having to make those types of adjustments.
All right, John, maybe a note on your players, too. You're, you know, led offensively with Nick Cappuccio, your junior running back, quarterback Matthew Noonan, and then you got George Galeris and also Robert Rich handling the football as well. You know what, any updates on these players and how they you feel they've progressed from the start of the season until now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, first and foremost, are we healthy at this point in the backfield? And I do think we're healthy in the backfield. And I think part of that is, you know, kind of what you're alluding to is we have multiple options in the backfield. You know, we don't have a guy that's going to get 20 carries a game. So it does keep the other two to three backs, you know, a little fresh. I think in the last 2 weeks, I think Matthew Noonan, our quarterback, has really kind of hit his stride. You know, obviously the big throw against Salem for the game-winning touchdown, but even last week against Saugus, you know, Saugus decided they were going to load the box up at certain times, and he ended up going 4-for-4 with another touchdown pass in that game. So I think Matthew's really hitting his stride these last couple of weeks, and that'll be huge for us going forward. You know, we are what we are offensively. We feel like we have three and really four, you know, starter quality in the backfield. And again, I think they're probably as healthy as they've been this late in the season in terms of their legs. I think their legs are fresh. So, you know, we feel really good about where we are offensively right now.
All right, John, I'm going to wrap it up with maybe a two-part or multi-part question for you. Share with us a note or two on a lineman or two or on your line play, however you want to answer that question. And also, defensively, you guys have been strong defensively right from the start of the year. So maybe a note on your defense as well this year and some players contributing there.
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, our offensive line, and I think our running backs will tell you, you know, our offensive line really makes us go. You know, if you're going to be a wing T football team, you really need a strong set of tackles. Because a lot of the stuff that you run is going to happen from, you know, B-gap on or B-gap out. And our two tackles, two captains, Ryan Harris and Donovan Cassidy, have been excellent in down-blocking and getting to the second level. Our two guards, Alessio Marcoccio and Matt Reardon, obviously, again, if you're going to be in the wing tee, you know, you're pulling guards and you have to block in space. And I think those two have really been phenomenal. Really put in an all-star caliber season. And then tight end-wise, you need a tight end that can block down. And Dan Tomei has been terrific for us on the edge, offensive line-wise. You know, going into the year, I thought our offensive line was going to be a strength because all five of those guys or all four of those guys have played. And then, you know, our first-year center starting this year, Vasily Tsiotas, he's been excellent. Been really good as a center in terms of making calls and getting to, you know, adjustments. So our offensive line has really been one consistent for us all year long. And again, if you're going to rush the ball for 200 yards a game, your offensive line is probably pretty good. So I feel good there. And then defensively, a lot of the times you're going to have the same names, especially at Winthrop High School, because we're flipping over.
Yep.
But I think Philip Boncori, who came into the year, you know, kind of trying to find his way. He was a defensive lineman for us last year, and we moved him to linebacker this year, and he's really excelled. I think he's more of our emotional leader on defense. He's the type of guy that plays with an edge, you know, really kind of on the line at times, but he plays with an edge, and I think you kind of need that. You need that one guy that can do that for you. But then you have, you know, you have Ryan again up front. You have Alessio, Robert Rich. George Galeris has been one of our steadiest defensive players for us. So, again, it's a lot of the same names. It's funny you mention that because when the last thing that I talked to the guys today after practice, you know, I think to win on the road and to win in the playoffs, you need to pack a run game and you need to pack a defense. 'Cause you know, weather shouldn't affect your run game, weather shouldn't affect your defense. So I feel pretty good. I feel comfortable with where we are in the playoffs in terms of we have a run game and we certainly have a pretty good defense.
Well, that would make sense. Make a note of that, Coach, so you don't forget on Friday. That's what I would do. Absolutely. You want to have that checklist there. Yeah.
Yeah. First thing I'm checking off on the bus is we're taking our run game, we're taking our defense. So, yeah.
Sounds good. And all the players, yeah, that, and you should be set. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Coach, anything else you want to share with us about Winthrop football?
No, you know, I'm just very proud of the guys up to this point. You know, when you look at our schedule and who we played, you know, I think seven of our eight opponents that we played all qualified for the playoffs. And all eight of our opponents, none of our opponents that we played had a losing record. And it's something that I think we pride ourselves on when we make our schedule in terms of we want to play a hard schedule to get ready for the playoffs. And I do think that we accomplished that goal. I, you know, you've obviously seen us a couple of times, and we've been in some, you know, back and forth games, and definitely four quarter games. So, you know, I feel really good with where we are. We're battle tested. Now we just got to go out and keep playing, and hopefully keep playing solid four quarters.
Yeah, and during the course, I've seen you guys four times this year, and I've met some of the kids, and I'll tell you, they are great kids, and it looks like you have a great. You know, great chemistry, great team thing going on there. And so great luck on Friday down at or at Fairhaven on Saturday. So best of luck. Or Friday, excuse me. Yeah, Friday, of course. Yeah. I said Friday all along, and then I changed to Saturday with you right at the end. But whatever.
Well, don't worry about it, because we're going to be leaving Thursday to get down there for the Friday game. So, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, thanks, Bill. I appreciate the coverage, as always.
Yep. Take care. All right, John Cadigan with us, head football coach at Winthrop High School here on MSONewsSports.com.